Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Louise Crooks, your Keys to Clarity coach, welcoming you to an evening to talk about how to thrive in your business, not just survive. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of solopreneurs and small business owners out there, particularly in this current situation we have with the economic downturn. Not that we want to focus on that, because we want to manifest some amazing stuff in our business. So I really welcome you to this evening. The date is the 16th of September, and the time is 6 o'clock. This is actually an unusual time for this show, which normally takes place at 7 o'clock on a Monday evening, every second Monday. So be sure to tune in. And everyone, please rate the show after you've listened to it. It would really be helpful to just get some feedback, to know, you know, what your thoughts are, and just to get that feedback. So let's get on with the show. So again, I mentioned at the start of the show that we want to thrive, not survive, in this current economic climate. And in fact, we want to thrive, not survive, at any time, whether we're in an economic downturn or things are going swimmingly. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And also we're going to talk about how to lead in one's business, not to manage. A lot of business owners out there tend to manage in their business but not lead. And in that sense, they tend not to be able to give themselves the opportunity to grow their business. It'll get to a certain point and then it won't go any further. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions along the way just to get your brain cells and neurons clicking over, and see what your thoughts are. Write down what thoughts come to your head during the time that we're together, and ask yourselves those questions. Because ultimately, when you're working with a coach, these are the kind of questions they will ask you. And it really gives you an opportunity and a perspective on how you're doing in your business, what you're doing, and whether you're on track with what you ultimately wanted to start out with. So are you really busy in your business? What is making you busy? Often busyness when business owners get caught up in the detail of their business and not necessarily focusing on where they can maximize their net profit. What do I mean by that? Their energy is spent on parts of the business which might have a creative appeal or appeal to their sense of passion and humanity, and then forget about the rest. It's very easy to focus on the doing in business and the managing rather than the slipping back and stopping and looking back at the original vision or the bigger picture. So what is the bigger picture? Well, what is it to you? To me, it's looking at why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. And is what you're doing now on a day-to-day basis taking you towards that vision? Are the day-to-day things, everyday things, are those taking you towards that? Are things getting neglected along the way that would propel your business forward towards that vision? Have you been sidetracked into doing something that doesn't support your original intention? Often we get opportunities that might come up, and especially for those who have that entrepreneurial spirit, that might indeed get sidetracked, and it ends up being a situation where you spread yourself too thinly and you lose focus within your business. Have you noticed that certain things get left by the wayside that you would just rather not be doing? Things like marketing, accounts, admin, banking, investments, reception, even prepping a patient, perhaps, or switchboard, or taking money from your clients. Or you're doing it and hating that prospect of your business or the aspect of your business. When you're in that space, what you, will you be attracting or manifesting? Well, I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there know about the law of attraction. And when you're manifesting those types of thoughts in your business, when you're doing the things that you don't love or enjoy doing, and that's not to say that we, you know, we all do have things that we need to get done, but on the whole, if you're focusing on things that don't bring you joy and don't come with ease, then you're not in the place of attraction. So certainly not success or prosperity, but rather drudgery and lack of excitement. That's where you are when you're surviving and not thriving. As Michael Gerber, who wrote the E-Myth Revisited, which I actually put on the page for the show, wrote the E-Myth Revisited, an amazing book that has been quite revolutionary for small business owners and business owners in general. He identifies the role you play in your business, which can be very helpful in knowing where you need help. That's where a lot of small business owners struggle, as they don't want to delegate or give up certain aspects to people on the outside, or even people in their business. But think how much easier it would be if we were able to acknowledge where we were strong and what our natural tendencies are in the role we play in our business. By acknowledging it and creating awareness around it, we are able to come to terms with the fact that you cannot wear all the hats in your business. So what I mean by that is you can't do everything. We can try, but it will stop us from reaching the point of thriving. So Michael Gerber talks about three roles you might possibly play in your business. It is likely that It's likely that you will identify with one of the types of roles, and that you'll mainly fit into one area or one type of role. And it would be amazing if you happen to identify with all three. But it has happened, although it is unlikely. So the first role we're going to mention is the technician. That is the person whose role takes on the detail in the business, the technical aspects of what you do on a day-to-day basis. So the doing of the day-to-day stuff. So, for example, for me as a coach, it would be coaching my clients. Or for an acupuncturist, it would be the acupuncture treatments or whatever treatments you happen to be giving, TCM or cupping, etc. You might be good at something else. Like I like marketing, and I get involved in the detail of that, and that excites me. We get sucked into that role, and then it's difficult to see the forest for the trees. That means pulling yourself back to look at the running of the business. The second role is the manager type role, someone who is able to do that, overseeing and running the business, but who isn't particularly interested in the detail or technical aspects of the business. And the third type, which generally doesn't coincide with the managerial type, is the entrepreneur. If you had a definition of the entrepreneur, it would be something like this: someone who is visionary, inventive, has great ideas, and they come a mile a minute. Someone who's creative, but also doesn't necessarily have time or inclination to finish the projects he or she starts because their minds are moving so fast. Sometimes you can get a combination of being a visionary or an entrepreneur in your business and get into the detail. So I would say that I'm probably a little bit of both. The managing aspect probably is my weaker standpoint. So there's always going to be something that is going to ring true for you. So that, take a moment or two to have a look at that and see whether that fits for you, and just create some awareness around that for yourself. So now a leader versus a manager has a slightly different bent to it. A manager will often lead by task and manage people. A leader will manage a task and lead people. So in other words, a leader will be able to manage the people underneath him by project and allow the people underneath him to get done what needs to get done. So to be able to let go of the minutiae of the business. And that's ultimately what you want to be able to achieve. So this is just a different perspective on what Michael Gerber talks about, which I thought was quite interesting. A leader sets the example of how the business flows. He or she acknowledges that in order for the business to grow, he or she has to step back from some or possibly all of the technical detail and delegate aspects of the business to people who are stronger and more capable of doing them. For example, the accounts. A lot of people in their businesses are doing their own accounts. Get someone else to do it for you. We're not strong on that. You know, if you're not an accountant or a bookkeeper and that's not your business, that is not our strong point. Unless you have a real flair for numbers and details in that sense. But I really don't recommend that that you do that. It's very important that you're able to focus on what's most important. And at the same time, you really want to be able to know what's going on in your business. So it's imperative that you have your accounts done so that you can look at your management accounts at the end of each month and be able to do projections from a financial standpoint into the year or the next. So really give yourself the opportunity to grow your business by handing those over to someone who loves and enjoys doing that kind of work. And then it leaves you to focus on how you want to grow the business. So what is the focus? Well, we've come full circle back to the beginning. Where do we want to take the business? And what is the vision for the business? So how important is it to know what you want your business to do? And how do you want to grow it? What are you ultimately dreaming your life and business would look like? You could see that having a vision or a picture of what it looks like or what that looks like is very important. Often it's difficult to articulate what that might be, which is why I highly recommend you're working with a coach. Any successful business or entrepreneur at the top of their game works with a coach. In fact, often multiple coaches. I'm at the moment coaching a client who has a technological coach as well. So she really is at the top of her game, and she really knows how to grow her business. So I really do recommend that. It might be a leap of faith for a lot of you out there, but it's amazing how it can move you forward, particularly when you start to identify the things that you're doing in your business that are stopping you from moving forward. And often we have blinders on around those. So coaches often pose questions and lift those blinkers off for you to think outside the box and really nail what you're going for. I'm all about thriving, not surviving, especially in this economic downturn we are having. With that in mind today, I am offering my listeners the opportunity to participate in the Super Solopreneur 100-Day Mastermind Group Challenge. You might have seen this on my blog on Blog Talk Radio or on my blog keystoclaritycoach.wordpress.com. There's details on both of those, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about that now in light of what I've been saying. So I have two groups starting. One is starting tomorrow at 6 p.m. and one next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Spaces are limited as there will only be 8 people in each group. What we will do together is meet once a week on the phone for 1 hour over 100 days. During this time, we will define and clarify what you are focusing on and moving towards in the latter part of this year. We're already here, folks. It's September. We are already approaching the end of the year. Isn't that amazing? Have you accomplished everything you wanted personally or professionally in 2008? Well, now is your chance to do it in an environment where your team is supportive and encouraging and has your best interests at heart. You'll be able to break out of the isolation of doing it on your own as a leader in a business, on a solopreneur working alone, as a solopreneur working alone or at home. We will inquire each week as to how each member is getting on with the goals and intentions he or she has clarified in the first 2 weeks. There will be an accountability factor, so we can hold your feet to the fire if that's what you want, and you'll be able to clarify at the beginning how you want to be supported. And if that's something that you would like, we can certainly do that. And we will support you when you're struggling and celebrate your successes. As the coach and facilitator, I will coach anyone who is getting stuck along the way. If something is stopping you, but you're not sure what, we'll figure it out together. Now, the price for this is $349. But for the listeners of the call and podcast, they will get the early bird special, which is $299. A wonderful opportunity to get support and finishing 2008 with a bang, and getting the opportunity to experience coaching without a big price tag attached. Additionally, each group member will get a 30-minute private session each month during the 100 days. And there is the opportunity to create wonderful alliances with the people who you're going to be working with in these groups. And I would imagine primarily you'll be working with holistic practitioners or coaches, because that tends to be our target market, but certainly anyone with a small business who works on their own or has a sense of isolation in their business, that could even be a leader in their business, it's certainly an opportunity to consider. So don't forget, space is limited. One group starts tomorrow, so email me immediately if you are interested at louise@keystoclarity.com. The second one starts next week on Tuesday, and you may email me about next week too as soon as possible. A couple of places have already been filled, so act quickly. I'm so excited to help you navigate your life and business to the place of thriving. So I really encourage you to join me in the start of this new movement and the Super Solopreneur 100-Day Mastermind Challenge. So, folks, that's pretty much it for tonight. I know we're ending early, but I really wanted to just take the opportunity to offer this to you, my listeners, who I really appreciate and really want to have the most successful business they can possibly have, because obviously when you are successful, you have much more of an impact on the world at large, and you have some great work to share and to do. So I really want that for you, and particularly when a lot of people out there are struggling in their business or don't quite know what next to do in terms of what they're doing in their business. It's an opportunity to brainstorm and use people as a sounding board to move you forward and create a little bit of momentum as the time goes in the 100 days. Don't feel intimidated by this opportunity. Really, it's an opportunity to tackle what's probably on your plate right now, but to do it in a really focused way. So it's not like you necessarily have to take something else on. However, those of you out there who really have a big project that you want to get going or a couple of goals that you really want to accomplish by the end of the year, on top of what you're doing already, We can work on fitting that into your schedule and working on how you can do that. So there's lots of options around this wonderful opportunity to work with me and other talented coaches and holistic practitioners. So I really welcome you to do that, and I really look forward to hearing from you. So, again, this is Louise Crooks at Keys to Clarity Coach. your Keys to Clarity coach, bidding you good evening. The time is 6:21, and the date is the 16th of September. And don't forget, tomorrow is the first group starting, and the second group will be starting next week. And you can look at my blogs to get the more information or email me. Email me on louise@keystoclarity.com or look on my website, keystoclaritycoach.wordpress.com. So take care, everyone. I really hope you're all doing well and enjoying this beautiful weather. Well, I hope it's beautiful for you, but here in New Jersey, it's certainly been a stunning week. And long may it continue. Good night, everyone.